This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We're talking live in studio with Hoss Spencer of The Hook, as we are wont to do every Friday, and it is a great honor and a surprise to welcome on the phone Rodney Thomas, the winner of a recent Board of Supervisor election in Albemarle County. Rodney, welcome to the program, and congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you a lot, Coy.
So what, before we talk some issues here, I'm wondering, so what was it like running for big office here in the county?
Very busy. We started earnestly last February when I kicked the drive off. I announced my candidacy. And it didn't slow up until it still hasn't slowed up because I jumped into it head first Wednesday morning with the county and with the meetings that were going on about the taxes.
Yeah, I bet. Rodney Thomas, for folks who don't know, is also a graduate of the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia.
Hooray.
Absolutely. So, Rodney, you probably overheard us talking about that conundrum that faces such as yourself. Give us your thoughts on this, the idea of fiscal conservatives, a county that is in the hole versus a county that wants to build a new water supply plan.
Well, I think it's going to take some long, hard thoughts on not just the water plan. I think it's going to have to have something done to it for sure, because the dam has been not condemned yet, but it's close to that point because of the state regulations, and I think the federal regulations, too, are demanding that something be repaired or torn down on the Ragged Mountain Dam. That probably is not the money there to do it. And I would think that hopefully the board, the six-member board, would decide not to support any, not to put some money towards it right now because we don't have it. My thoughts on this thing originally when I didn't sign the pledge to support the water agreement that they were talking about.
Right.
It wasn't a plan. It wasn't a plan. It wasn't set in stone. And plus they fired both the engineers and the designers all at the same time. And I thought that, well, the new designers, could possibly come up with a less expensive plan. And maybe even a better plan than we have right now.
So if I hear you right, when you get to the table there, when you're sworn in on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, you're going to be voicing some serious concern and perhaps putting the brakes on spending any more big money on this water supply plan, money we don't have.
Well, we don't have the money. You know, we need to find a way to come up with the money for the services and the actual what we really actually need. There has to be some waste, but if we can find some waste in the budget, we need to get rid of it, even more of it, and so we can make it. I mean, the budget is really, it's another $5.7 million shortfall was realized at the meeting Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, this is a scary time.
It is. It is scary times, and we need to buckle down and be the convert conservative. I don't mean that party wise.
Yeah, no,
we
I
need
you.
To be conservative with our pennies and find the loopholes in the budget that we can save more money.
Yeah, and when I use the phrase fiscal conservative, I think you can be a fiscally conservative Democrat as well.
Absolutely, you can. Absolutely, Coy. You can.
It's just a way you approach budgeting and therefore policymaking. Rodney, what are your thoughts about all the money they're spending to sue Pete Vandalinde? They're spending a small fortune.
It's in litigation right now, and I don't think I really have a comment on it. I think the courts, if it goes that far, what needs to be done is needs to be done. My understanding is that there's a little wrong there on one side of it that wasn't taken care of, fees that weren't paid. But I don't know the whole story, Coy, so I really can't comment any further on that one.
Yeah. Now, what are your thoughts about the plans to create that legal monopoly? I don't remember what the flow control kind of idea that would force folks to take their garbage to a county, city supported private dealer.
Well, I'm for private ownership. I would like to see Albemarle County get out of the refuse business.
But you wouldn't support, would or would not support?
I will support the private.
But would you support flow control to go along with that as a part of the deal?
I would.
You would?
Yes,
okay.
I would.
Well, Rodney, we're going to have to get you in here live in studio.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. Well, so I'll get in touch with you, and we'll set it up.
Sounds good, Coy. Nice talking to you.
Absolutely.
Tell Oz hello for me.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thank you.
Rodney Thomas, a native of Albemarle County. He won election to the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors just a few days ago. We're honored to have him a surprise guest here on the program, making some news, I believe.
You know, that is probably the most skeptical words I've heard from the county about the water plan ever.
Ever. And here's a guy who's about to go on the board, and he's talking like I would talk. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. It's like, wait a minute, we can't afford this. What are you doing?
Yeah. You know, it was funny. Two members of the Albemarle County Service Authority, Don Wagner and Liz Palmer, tried to get the issue off the table before the election, and they went around to all the supervisor candidates and thought they would sign this pledge that bound everyone to adhere to the water plan. And it was Rodney Thomas who said, no. and actually, at the time, he said, I think the water plan's a good thing, but I'm not going to sign a pledge. That's crazy.
Yeah. Why'd you say I'm not even at the table yet, and you want me to sign a pledge of how I'm going to?
He didn't want to tie his hands. And,
no, it's
and
smart. It's smart.
It seems like it. So it was interesting that he is now rising to the Board of Supervisors with a very fiscally conservative outlook.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.